we had a chance to look at the tape from yesterday and look at some things. There was certainly some things that we did not do well yesterday. The turnovers was a major area of concern. But there are some things that we did well. We had some performances in there that that did a nice job. We thought our defense played well. Doing a nice job on third down, kept them to about 25% on third down. Did a good job in the red area. Eric Decker did a nice job on kickoff returns. Britton Colquitt did a nice job kicking the ball for us. And I thought we ran the ball well yesterday. There's a lot of things that we did not do well. Obviously, we did not take care of the ball well with the fumbles, three fumbles. We did not take care of the ball well throwing it with three interceptions. You know, we had a chance late in the game. We gave up some big runs on defense. We thought potentially we could get some turnovers. We didn't get the ball as much as we would have liked to. We gave up a fake field goal in the kicking game. So there's a lot of good and bad in this game. We're going to try to build on the positive. We're going to try and fix the things that we can that weren't good for us and go forward. As far as injuries, we're going to lose Kyle McCarthy, going to place him on IR with a knee injury, and we haven't done anything yet with our roster to make any adjustments that way. That's where we are.
How ready is Tim Tebow to play on a consistent basis?
Again, please, I'm sorry.
How ready is Tim Tebow ready to play on a consistent basis?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to look at all of that, and if that was a situation that is best for us, we got to get him ready to play.
But you see him in practices. We don't. That's what I'm saying. You know what he can do. You see him in practice. How ready is he to play in the NFL game on a consistent basis?
He's an NFL quarterback, and he's here, and he was drafted to come here and play quarterback, so he's going to be ready to play in a game.
Eric, that's a big move if you were to change that position up. Is that a decision that you would be able to make, or would you have to check upstairs? Is it a decision you make with the rest of the coaching staff? How would you go about it?
I think we're going to look to everybody to make that decision. We're going to make the decision that's best for us overall as an organization, as a team. I'm going to certainly look to the input from everybody, from Mr. Bowling on down, and the coaches, and all of us that have been around to make that evaluation if that's what we need to do.
So are you considering a change of quarterback?
We're going to consider looking at anything that's going to help us play better. If that's part of that equation, then yeah, we're going to look at it.
So do you know who your starting quarterback is Sunday?
Kyle's going to start Sunday.
Can you trace Kyle's last couple of weeks to anything in particular?
The last couple of weeks, you know, it's easy. That guy gets the brunt of the blame, and that's what that position is. I mean, that's what that position is. But there's a whole lot of other things that go into that. We've got to protect him up front in the offensive line and with the backs. We've got to run routes that get open and win with the backs and the wide receivers. And then, you know, he's got to do the things that he's got to do, get us in and out of right plays and make good decisions with the balls. It's a 100% a team effort. To just put it solely on him, I don't think is 100% right. But, again, we're all going to take responsibility for what is happening. But the last few weeks, we haven't done those things.
Have you detected the opponents have been more willing to give you the run to take away the pass?
We've run it better. You know, I don't know that that's to take away the pass. We've run it better. Are they coincidental?
More nickel and dime type.
But we've been seeing, I mean, we've really been seeing that those things all year. Defenses in the NFL are out there. That's what they do, is try to stop things. So we're going to put together the game plan that we think gives us the best chance. Sometimes that's the run. We've run it in situations when it's been passing situations, and we've tried to throw it in some running situations. So we've got to continue to mix those things up, but it's more the execution of what we're doing and what we're doing. That's right now where we've got to make up the biggest ground here from yesterday to next week, is we've got to correct the things that we can correct.
Eric, why not start Tim Tebow just to see what he can do? What do you have to lose?
The decision to do that right now, I don't think this is this is where we're at this particular second. We're going to look at everything today. We've got 2 days to game plan and look and talk as an organization on what we want to do. And if that's the direction that we decide to go that we feel is best for us, then we'll make that decision. But right now, we still have to look at everything and get ready and go from there.
Do the circumstances of the last Oakland game and then the fact having to play on the road in Oakland, a tough place to play, factor into not wanting to throw Tebow into that kind of a situation, or is it strictly Kyle's the best choice right now?
Well, I think everything factors into it. I think we've got to gather everything we can and make sure that what we do is the best situation for us. And, you know, going up there is a difficult place to play. And the first game, we didn't play very well. So we have to start as a staff and put together the plan that we feel like is going to give us the best chance.
Will he get more of a chance of practice now? I know that's been a big thing that he has been doing, mostly scouting stuff, splitting stuff with Brady Quinn. Is it time to at least move that way in terms of how you divide up reps?
Again, that's going to come from the game plan and what we decide and what we want to do. I mean, if that's a direction that we decide to go, then obviously we're going to have to get him prepared to do those things. We're not going to just throw him in without preparing him to do it. But we haven't made those decisions until we start our game plan and what we're doing. Then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
What is your situation at safety? You said Kyle McCarthy's out. Is Dawkins close to being back? Darcell McBath?
We anticipate getting Darcell back this week. We worked him out before the game, and he was on the inactive list. Dawkins is progressing. He's doing everything he can. He's in there in the training room and doing everything he can to get back on the field. We just have to keep waiting. We've got 2 more days of rehab, you know, and time is of the important for us on those injuries. So I'll know more about it as we get closer to Wednesday what we'll get from those guys.
Right now, are you expecting Dawkins to practice this week?
I won't know that until Wednesday, as we get ready for practice on Wednesday.
How about David Bruton?
David Bruton, you know, he's in the training room too. He's a little banged and bruised after a game, but I think he'll be ready to go.
What about Prater? Is that a long-term problem?
No, he's in the training room also. I mean, he's in there getting his rehab in this morning, and we're going to take that. We've still got 2 more days before we've got to make a decision on those things, and we anticipate that he's going to continue to do his rehab and do everything he can to be out there Wednesday.
Overall, what did you think of the level of your effort yesterday?
I thought we came out to play hard. I thought we played hard. I thought we made too many mistakes to give us a chance to win a football game.
And what do you attribute mistakes? I mean, mental discipline, mental focus?
I don't know what the answer is as far as the mistakes are concerned. I know that we need to go back and look at it as a coaching staff and correct. A lot of the mistakes we made are things that we can control. Why that was, why they happened when they did, that's our responsibility as players and coaches to make sure that those things don't happen. So we got to go back to work, because we know clearly that if we don't fix those things, it's very difficult to win and be successful.
Are you as excited about this opportunity as you were last week?
I absolutely am. This is a tremendous learning experience for me. And learning experiences don't always have to be good ones. And there's a lot of things that I took out of yesterday and last week's preparation that I hope I'll be better at this week in helping this team get ready. Because that's what I've got to do. That's my responsibility that I looked Mr. Bowling in the eye and told him I would do. So I've got to improve also. It's my responsibility to get this football team ready to go.
How many conversations did you have with Parrish Cox before the game?
I'm sorry?
How many conversations with Parrish Cox did you have before the game and the decision to play him?
I visited with him Saturday morning and talked with the captains, and then I spoke with Mr. Bowling. And I had 2 conversations, the one I had with him privately where we visited, and I talked with him after we made the decision that as an organization we were fine with him playing in the game, to let him know that he was going to need to be prepared to play in the game.
Eric, when you look back over last week, as crazy as it was, do you feel you had the proper amount of time to prepare your team to play this game?
I felt we had the proper amount of time, yes. Would I have liked more time? I'd always like more time. But that's not how our week is set up. It's not how it's structured. We've got a limited amount of time that we can have them on the field, you know, to get them fresh and physically fresh, mentally fresh, which was my goal in getting them to the game. And I thought we accomplished that. We're going to go back and look at last week's schedule. I got to figure out what I can do better to get this team ready to go to Oakland.
Looking at this whirlwind you've been through, you got hired on a Monday, and the thing with Parrish happens, and you have to put together a game plan. Now you're being asked constantly about Tim Tebow. Can you enjoy this at all? I mean, are you trying to enjoy this if possible?
I'm absolutely trying to enjoy this. This is, I'm coaching football. This is what I love to do. It's what I go to sleep thinking about, and it's what I wake up in the morning thinking about. And this opportunity and this to be around these players and to do this is what I love to do. It's what I've aspired to do. It's what I will continue to aspire to do. I enjoy every minute of the day.
Eric, you didn't draft Tebow, but you're getting inundated with questions. Yep. And you're hearing it from fans. You see the pictures in the paper. What do you make of all this? I mean, he's not, quote, your guy, yet you're feeling, or at least there's pressure being put on you to do something with him.
Well, he's our guy. I mean, he's our guy. He's in this organization. He's a part of this team. He has contributed in games successfully for us this year. He's our guy. And as such, we're going to look and see where we can contribute. He can contribute to help us. And if he can, then we were going to do that. But he is our guy as a part of this team.
What's holding him back from contributing more right now?
I think early on in the year, you know, Kyle was playing so well early in the year and has had a great year. I mean, he's, you know, he threw the ball away. He has struggled the last few weeks, and I think he'd be the first to tell you that he's not played as well in the last couple weeks. And, you know, again, that's why all these conversations have to be had, and we have to go back and look at our team and figure out what is best for us and for our team.
Do you think he's ready? You know, there's so much was made about him going from a combination college quarterback to this prototypical pro passer. Has he made enough progress in that to even be in the equation?
Well, absolutely, he's in the equation. He's an NFL quarterback, and he's on our football team. And we have, you know, he's been our second quarterback all year, and he's had to be in a position where he's prepared to go in a game if that was the situation. So I think absolutely he's qualified and ready to do this.
How much can you understand from a fan's perspective, not that you have to empathize with the fans, that this is a number one pick, first round draft pick, on a 3-10 team, and at least from the periphery, he's not on the field, and the message is a number one draft pick cannot help this team right now?
The passion of the fans is amazing, and that's why they're fans. They're a great part of the game, and they're very, very passionate about their teams, and particularly the fans of the Denver Broncos are very passionate about this organization. And again, we understand that, we know that, but we've got a responsibility to the integrity of the game and to Mr. Bolin and to our players as well as our fans to do everything we can to put the best team on the field.
I just want to be clear. I mean, you said Kyle Orton's your starter. Is there anything you could look at today, tomorrow, or Wednesday that would change your mind about that?
I can't see into the future about tomorrow or Wednesday. I mean, we're going to go through today and do the things that we do to evaluate our team and where we are, and we're going to game plan tomorrow. And again, we're going to have all the conversations that we need to have to look at what is the best direction for us to go. And until we have those conversations and sit down and talk those things through, I don't know any more than that.
Eric, your team has, you know, for the most part, has come out prepared and played hard from the start. There's been many games where when the game starts to leak, that you can kind of sense that you're not going to get it back together. You know, like yesterday, as soon as Feely scored on that fake field goal, it was like, you know, you could almost sense you guys were done. I mean, what is it about in the midway part of the game, you take on adversity, this team hasn't been able to bounce back because there's all teams go through rough periods in a game.
Like, I think, you know, I didn't feel like that yesterday. I felt like our defense played well. I mean, we put them on a short field a great part of the day, and they had those guys kick a lot of field goals. There wasn't a lot of touchdowns scored with those following the turnovers that we had, so I felt like they battled. But adversity and situation, that's why we play this game. That's what the game is. There's ups and downs of the game, and we've got to respond to those things. I think, you know, you look at a lot of situations in the game yesterday, we did respond to them. Our defense was put on the field, as I said, a number of times with a short field. And yet they were able to go three and out a number of times and get them to kick field goals. So this team, we've got to just continue to talk about those things and to emphasize that. And that's my job. That's my job to get them ready to overcome those adverse situations and go out on the field and do whatever it is we need to do.
But when you guys, I think you allowed like 50 yards rushing at the half, after the game, Mara Hagan commented and said, look, you know, I'm not going to call anybody out, but I think we need to take a hard look at the film and see if everybody was giving effort. When you see 150 yards rushing in the second half, does that concern you? Is that what relate to what he's saying? Is there a give-up factor there?
Well, I'm not going to stand here and believe that any man in that locker room back there gave up. I don't believe that. I don't believe that's the quality of individuals we have in that locker room, and I don't believe that's in the character of any of our players in the locker room. I'm not going to stand here. I don't believe that. I believe we gave everything we had at that moment to do everything we could in that football game, and that's where I can stand right here and tell you how I honestly believe about that.
Eric, your last two opponents have curtailed Brandon Boyd. What do you need to do to get him back on track to being a big contributor downfield?
Yeah, we need to find a way. I mean, Brandon has not had as many catches as he did earlier in the year. But, again, that's things that as we go through the game plan and we've got to do things as coaches. I've got to help our offensive staff with those things that help him get the ball and help us get the ball to him because he has made plays this year for us and it's been good for us when he has.
Is that an adjustment that he has to make to being treated as a number one receiver?
I think that's an adjustment we all have to make to him being treated like that. You know, coaches and players and quarterbacks, we all have to make that adjustment.
Eric, how broken is the situation? I mean, what did you inherit here? How messy is it on the field primarily?
On the field, I thought we had a great week of practice last week. I thought we had a really good week of practice. Now, that didn't translate to the field, and that's my responsibility. That's my responsibility. My goal was to start the week with a great day, with a great preparation, with 3 days of practice. I thought we had that. We had meetings and our walkthroughs as we got ready to go down to Arizona. And up until Saturday night, I felt absolutely fantastic about what we were going to do in that game. Now, somewhere between that point and Saturday, I didn't get the job done and getting those guys ready to go out on the field. And that's my responsibility. I'm going to sit back and look at it. I've already started looking at what I did last week, what I can do different, what I can do better. As I told the players yesterday in the locker room, they are going to get every ounce of effort out of me that there is. I'm not going to slow up. I'm going to search and try to find a way. They're going to have every bit of my effort to try and figure out how I can help them.
I understand that you don't want to place any blame on the guy that hired you, and I understand you want to take responsibility. But, again, I'll ask, what you inherited mentally, physically, even from an injury standpoint, how broken is this team right now?
We've got NFL players in that locker room who get paid to go out and play the game of football. That's what we have. That's not broken. That's an opportunity for every player in that locker room. That's their responsibility as a professional, and that's what they've got to do. That's what we've got to do as coaches to get those guys ready to go play a football game. And that starts with me.
When Josh was hired, one of the first things, and it's unfortunate you have to answer questions that have to do with what Josh did and what Josh said, but be remiss if I didn't ask you. When he was hired, he said he wanted to build a team that was smart, tough, and played well under pressure. There have been flashes of it this season, but is that consistently the team you have in the locker room right now?
I think it's inconsistently that team, just as you said, there have been flashes. We have played well at times. We played well yesterday, very well yesterday at times, and in certain phases. The whole key to success in this league is having all the phases play together as consistently as possible. I didn't feel the mechanics of the game was any different than what had been throughout this year. I was comfortable with it. It wasn't, in my mind, the problems were that we turned the ball over. You know, we'd get going, we'd have a few runs, we'd start getting going, and it was a turnover or it was a fumble, and we're going, and sometimes at not inopportune times. One time is, you know, we fumble, and it's going to be third and one at the 50-yard line. Another time, we throw an interception. So I didn't feel the mechanics of what Mike was doing or anything there was off. I just felt like we didn't take care of the football like we needed to.
Based on Kyle's picks, was he discombobulated, do you think?
Discombobulated.
I think, again, that's a team function in that there's a lot of things that go into that, and we have to protect him better. We have to run better routes. We've got to catch the football when we get chances to do it. We've got to throw it better when we get chances to do it, but that's a group effort.